الحمد لله الذي لا تراه في الدنيا العيون ولا تخالطه الظنون ولا يصفه الواصفون ولا تغيره الحوادث ولا يخشى الدوائر لا تواري منه سماء سماء ولا أرضا أرضا ولا جبل ما في وعره ولا بحر ما في قعره يعلم مثاقيل الجبال ومكيل البحار وقطر الأمطار وورق الأشجار وما أظلم عليه الليل وأشرق عليه النهار من تكلم سمع نطقه ومن أسر علم سريرته الحلال ما أحل والحرام ما حرم والدين ما شرع والأمر أمره والقهر قهره والجبروت جبروته فسبحانه من إله عظيم ونصلي ونسلم على البشير النذير والسراج المنير محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثير من فضل الله تبارك وتعالى علينا وعليكم أن بتنا وإياكم في بيت من بيوت الله عز وجل ابتغاء ما عند الله. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: مقام أحدكم في سبيل الله ساعة خير له من قيام ليلة القدر عند الحجر الأسود.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Honorable guest recites the khutbah, praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything is within the knowledge of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one's mind can comprehend the qudrat, the power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the vastness of the entire universe, the depths of the ocean, the weight of the mountains, the amount of grains of sand in the universe, everything within the qudrat, the power, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, our guest praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afforded us the opportunity to spend a night in the path of Allah, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wherein he mentions that a person that spends a moment in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spends a moment in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is better than making ibadat and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the night of Qadr in front of the Hajr al-Aswad.
لأن مقام المقام في سبيل الله هو مقام الأنبياء، همومهم وغمومهم وأفكارهم وحزنهم على الأمم من أجل أن يوحدون الله ويعبدون الله.
الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام effort in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had this fikr, this concern, this burning in the heart that how the people can worship only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how this tawheed can enter every single person's heart.
والمولى تبارك وتعالى اصطفاهم واجتباهم لحمل الرسالات السماوية وتبليغ الخليقة أوامر الله تبارك وتعالى.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam for this great maqam and responsibility of carrying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the creation, to introduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the creation. Allah ta'ala chose them for this effort.
ثم تفضل الله جل جلاله على هذه الأمة أمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بحمل وظائف الأنبياء وهمومهم ودعوتهم. قال الله: لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين.
Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this ummah, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and put this responsibility of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam upon their shoulders. First of all, it was the responsibility of the Anbiya to carry this fikr and concern of humanity. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this ummah to carry this responsibility of humanity. That fikr, that concern, that cry, that burn that was in the heart of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala chose this ummah to carry that concern. And this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهِ, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was kind. Man means Allah was kind. Allah ta'ala preferred this ummah. Allah ta'ala was kind upon this ummah. Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a messenger to them that would recite to them the verses of the Quran Sharif. He would purify them and he would teach them the Quran and the ahadith. And this was a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ثم هذا النبي الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام أهل هذه الأمة التي كانت رعاة للغنم بأن جعلها رعاة للأمم, أعطاها التوحيد ثم أعطاها الصلاة ثم أعطاها الدعوة. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي, وقال خذوا عني مناسككم أي حجوا كحجي, ثم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغوا عني ولو آية.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to this ummah and he made an effort upon those people that were shepherds of flocks and herds of camels and sheep. Thereafter, making effort upon Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam took them out from becoming shepherds of animals to become shepherds and guides of mankind. That now he took them from one level above. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam instilled within them this figure and this concern of deen, that how Tawheed can come into their heart. And then he taught them and he educated them. And Tawheed came into their heart. And then he taught them Salah. And then he taught them Da'wat. And Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, in regards to Tawheed and teaching them Da'wat and Salah, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam told Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. They perform Salah as you see me performing Salah. خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, that learn to perform Hajj. Take from me the manasik and the rites of Hajj. How I performing Hajj, you also perform Hajj. So Tawheed was taught to them. Then Salah was taught to them. Then Da'wah was taught to them. So learn to perform Salah as you see me performing Salah. Learn to make Hajj as you see me performing Hajj. Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam said to them, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, that convey from me, even though it be one verse, one thing you know of Sharia and Deen, convey it from me.
ثم يوفق المولى تبارك وتعالى بعد 1446 عاما بأن تتشبه بهذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give tawfiq. After 1446 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such opportunity to emulate and copy a bit of the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الناس في هذه الدنيا سواء المتقدمين أو المتأخرين أكثر شغلهم في الدنيا, والمولى يصطفيك ويجتبيك ويجعلك في وظيفة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لتعبد الخلق لله.
People have come in the past and present, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose from them those special ones that will guide the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وفي حال اشتغال الناس بالدنيا أنت مشغول بالدين.
And together with him being preoccupied in dunya, then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them preoccupied in deen also.
تتفكر كيف المولى تبارك وتعالى يرضى عليك.
So we have this concern that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be pleased with us.
ويرضى عن الأمة.
And to be pleased with the ummah.
وهذه الصفة صفة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وصفة الصحابة رضي الله عنهم وأرضاهم.
This is the quality of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام and the quality of Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم.
فالمولى تبارك وتعالى وصفه بالحرص على هذه الأمة, حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى highlights the quality of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام where he was anxious for the hidayat of mankind, harisun alaykum, that he had this concern and he was anxious for the hidayat of mankind. When he came to the believers, he was kind, he was merciful to them.
وقد قال صلوات الله وسلامه عليه: طوبى لمن آمن بي ورآني، وطوبى ثم طوبى ثم طوبى لمن آمن بي ولم يراني.
نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned, glad tidings for that person who brought iman here and who has seen me, and glad tidings three times for that person who believes in me and hasn't seen me.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في زمانه، زمان الوحي وزمان الصحابة الأطهار، تجمع الصحابة رضي الله عنهم وأرضاهم في المسجد النبوي وذكروا الله وحمدوا الله أن رزقهم الإسلام. فالمولى عز وجل يأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأن يجلس بين أظهرهم: واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه.
In the time of Wahi, in the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to gather Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the masjid. Is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave command directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to the gathering of Sahaba. That is to gather and praise Allah and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasfir nafsak. That, oh my beloved Nabi, that spend time and hold yourself back and be in the company of those مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ, with those that call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. Spend time with their company, because these are the ones that intend, that are looking for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, direct command was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who has said in those gatherings with Sahaba ikram, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فنحن أيها الأخوة الكرام نحمد المولى تبارك وتعالى أن وفقنا بأن بتنا في سبيل الله وفي بيت الله، ثم اجتمعنا على مائدة كلام الله وكلام الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، ميراث النبوة وميراث الصحابة.
Therefore we also praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great bounty of Allah. Allah afforded us the opportunity to spend the evening, the night in the path of Allah, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this fikr and concern for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they spend time. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has chosen us, given us this ability and tawfiq.
وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لَمَنْ يَتَشَبَّهْ بِالنَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَالصَّحَابَةِ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ مَطَامِعًا دُنْيَوِيَّةً أَوْ تَغُرُّهُ زُخْرُفُ الدُّنْيَا.
It's not appropriate for that person that has a concern for the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he gets involved in the things of dunya, becomes oblivious of the akhirat and the concern of the akhirat.
بَلْ يَجْعَلُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ نَصْبَ عَيْنَيْهِ وَيَبْتَغِي مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَلْيَعْلَمْ إِنَّ الْمَوْلَى تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى سَيُجَازِيهِ بِمَا جَازَى بِهِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا.
So he does this only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has his hope in Allah that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam for this concern of deen, Allah will give me the same reward also. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, say to them, La asalukum alayhi ajra. I ask the people for no reward, no remuneration whatsoever. My reward is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward will come directly from Allah jalla jalaluhu.
فالداعي أمثالكم يكون صفاته صفات الأنبياء في الأخلاق، في المعاشرات، في المعاملات، في الهموم. كان صلى الله عليه وسلم متواصل الأحزان، دائم الفكرة، لا يهدأ له بال، من أجل أن تحيا الأمة على مراد رب الأمة.
And that person who has taken up the task of calling humanity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the da'wah, then he should have the qualities also of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. He should have the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu, his character, his social interaction, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, and all these beautiful qualities should come into him. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had this concern for every single person, can recognize Allah, can be connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that how this can come within his life, his character also. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been described, da'im al-fikra, mutawasir al-ahzan, The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had this continuous concern for humanity. Always in fikr, concern in his thoughts, that how the creation can be connected to the Creator. So that person who is also calling the humanity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this should be his qualities also.
وَمَنْ تَحَمَّلَ هُمُومُ نَبِيِّهِ وَصِفَاتِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَعِبَادَةِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم وتضحيات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المولى تبارك وتعالى يبعثهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And that person who will carry this concern in his heart of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he will emulate Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, he will have this concern in his heart and he will make the effort of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, he will emulate him, he will make tashabbu, he will follow him internally, externally, then there is hope on the day of Qiyamah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him also with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
مَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصَّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا.
It is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Those people who will follow Allah and they will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them amongst those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored, min al-nabiyyin, from the anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the messengers of Allah, was-siddiqeen, those that were true in the iman, the pious ones and the shuhada, Allah will join them, those that have this quality of obedience in their life.
ولا ينبغي لأتباع الأنبياء أن يتشبهون بالأغبياء. أتباع الأنبياء يتعلمون ويعلمون ويعبدون ويذكرون ويذكرون وفي سبيل الله يدعون.
And those that follow the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, is it appropriate for them that they emulate anyone besides the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam? They adopt those qualities, those amal of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, where they would learn, they would teach, they would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would make others remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would make others worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that are out in the path of Allah, in the effort of deen, they should emulate, they should follow, they should copy the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, their amal and their way of life.
قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين.
نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام was commanded to say إن صلاتي ونسكي, that my salah, all my physical ibadat, ونسكي, that all my rites, my qurbani, my sacrifice, my living, my dying is only for رب العالمين.
فينبغي أن يكون يومنا وليلنا لله تبارك وتعالى.
So a day and a night should be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
والمولى تبارك وتعالى كما سمعتم من الإمام وفقه الله عز وجل ضرب لنا مثل, والله تبارك وتعالى يضرب الأمثال في القرآن لأهل العقول, فضرب مثلا لأنبياء نوح ناح في الدعوة 950 سنة لكن الزوجة لم توافقه في الدعوة ولم تقم معه بالدين فلم يغني عنها شيئا وهو نبي. وضرب الله عز وجل بامرأة كانت في الملك والملكوت والحياة والخدم والحشم وفي مملكة فرعون لكن رفضت أوامر الدنيا ونعيم الدنيا واختارت الله عز وجل وضحت بنفسها وسفك دمها ورض رأسها, فالمولى تبارك وتعالى قبل تلك التضحية وضربها مثلا للمؤمنين.
As you heard in the salah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains what is iman, what effort of iman we should make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of Lut and Nuh alayhim salatu wasalam and their wives. These are Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi of Allah. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi of Allah. But then to their wives did not give with them, did not give with them, was not upon the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فلم يغنيا عنهما. Nothing was a benefit for them. Nothing benefited them. They didn't have iman. Although staying in the home of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but iman did not come into their lives. Therefore, they were destined for the fire of Jahannam. Then Allah gives the example of iman of the wife of Fir'aun. And such a woman that was living in comfort, in luxury, in kingdom, in a palace, in the company of the king. But iman came within her heart. When iman came within her heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that she was prepared to give her life up also. That her blood was spilt. She was beheaded. Her life was given for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif gives the example of iman based upon the life of the wife of Fir'aun. That what qurbani she made for iman. This is now the example of iman in the Quran Sharif.
فالدعوة إلى الله عز وجل هذه الوظيفة وظيفة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقد وفقك الله وشرح صدرك ويسر أمرك لهذا العمل. بقي عليك التمديد أن تكون حياتك على هذا النمط حتى أن تلقى الله. ليلك كليله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا. ونهارك كنهاره صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا. هذه الآية آية مكية نزلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في مكة، وليس في مكة بحر، وإنما يسبح في الناس، يزور الناس في الأسواق، في بيوتهم، في مجالسهم، فيكون فكرك فكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the effort of da'wah. Allah ta'ala chose the effort of da'wah for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah chose a life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how his life was designed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is the same thing we should emulate and follow also. That amal and that action that was chosen for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that his day, his night was for da'wah, calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq and ability to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His night and his day. Allah highlights in Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qum min layla illa qalila. O Nabi of Allah, they stand during the night, a little while at night. So the person also involved in the effort of da'wah, he should spend his time, his night like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The day of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah describes in Quran Sharif, Inna laka fin nahari sab'an tawila. Verily for you, O my beloved Nabi, there is a long sum among the people fin nahari, during the day, there is a long sum for you. At that time in the Arabian Peninsula, in Makkatul Mukarramah, these ayat and verses were Makki ayat that were revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam before the hijrah in Makkatul Mukarramah. So there was no ocean, there was no sea. That Allah Ta'ala says, you have a long sum to undertake. What was the sum? It was a sum among the people, among the masses, to go and meet them in their homes, in the bazaar, in the marketplaces. This was a responsibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was an action and a life chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we also should emulate Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Our lives, our days, our nights, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ولتكن منكم أمة. قالوا أهل العلم أي فئة من الناس، أي جماعة، أي فرقة، أي فئام من القوم. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. فالفلاح في الدنيا والآخرة والفوز الكبير عند الله عز وجل بتبليغ الرسالة المحمدية.
الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةِ. There should be from amongst you, meaning amongst, from amongst the people, there should be a group. There should be a group that يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that commands the good, forbids the evil. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says, these are the ones. This group of people that will invite towards goodness and forbid the evil, they are the ones that will be successful. The greatest level of success are for these people. that will call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will follow the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam undertook, they will follow the same way of life, they will gain the greatest level of success.
فَنَحْنُ نُرِيدِ الْإِسْتِعْدَادِ لِخِدْمَةِ الدِّينِ كَمَا خَدَمُوهِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ وَكَمَا خَدَمُوهِ الصَّحَابَةِ وَالتَّابِعِينَ. نريد استعدادا كاملا تاما من داخل سويداء القلب. الصحابة رضي الله عنهم وأرضاهم لما استعدوا لخدمة الدين من داخل قلوبهم كانت الإمكانيات في حياتهم ضعيفة، لا يملكون سيارات ولا طائرات ولا عبارات ولا باخرات ولا سفن ولا تلفزون ولا تلفون ولا أي شيء من مقدرات الحياة، لكن لما علم الله صدق نواياهم المولى تبارك وتعالى وصلهم الصين واليابان ومصر واليمن والسند والهند، وبلغوا الرسالة بالنية الله مكنهم. فلو يعلم الله عز وجل من نوايانا الإخلاص والتفاني لهذا الدين جعل الله لك قبولا في الليل والنهار في المشرق والمغرب.
Therefore we present ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we have within ourselves, our ability, we present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, we are ready. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu presented themselves, that they were ready to make the khidmat of deen. Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum did not have the technology we have right now. They didn't have aircrafts and planes and trains and ships, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at their hearts. And Allah looked at the sincerity of the intention that they wanted this deen to spread to the four corners of the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw how true they were to the intentions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the world for them. The entire world became something very weak for them, that they could walk wherever they wanted to. With the niyat that, Ya Allah, how this deen can reach every single corner of the universe, the earth. So Allah ta'ala accepted them. Allah ta'ala used them. They didn't have all the technology. They didn't have all the facilities. But they moved in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gave them the ability. Isti'adad will come, the isti'adad, tawfiq will come from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used them and deen spread, whether to Spain, whether to China, whether to the subcontinent, whether to Egypt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their efforts. Therefore, we look at the sacrifice and the niyat and the sincerity of the niyat and the intentions of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and we also get ourselves ready. And we present ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I am also ready. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how Allah will use us in which part of the world for the khidmat and the hidayat of mankind is for us to put ourselves forward.
وَيَجِبُ وُجُوبًا تَامًا عَلَى مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِالْأَنْبِيَاءِ والصحابة رضي الله عنهم وأرضاهم أن تكون حياته كحياتهم، أن تكون حياته على وفق حياة الأنبياء، لأن هذه الأمة هي خليفة الأنبياء في الأرض وهم رسل الله، ولا ينبغي لهم أن ينشغلون بغير الدين.
Therefore, it's important for us to emulate the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. These are the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how their life was. They are the rusul, the messengers of Allah, and we are the vicegerents of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Allah ta'ala had chosen their lives, how they led their lives in the fikr of deen. In the concern of deen, we should also emulate and follow them in the same way. Our lives become lives only for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فَمَنْ هُوَ الْمُسْتَعِدُ الَّذِي يَقُولُ أَنَا لَهَا فَيَسْتَعِدُ وَيُقَدِّمُ الْعُرْبُونَ. يقول أنا خليفة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرض، وأنا الداعية على منهجه، وأنا رسول رسول الله، ويقدم العربون ويخرج في سبيل الله نقدا وليري الله من نفسه ما يرضي الله عليه. من هو؟
Who is there to say I am ready to follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I am the deputy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the messenger of the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is there to say I am ready to move in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with hope upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the rewards are from Allah, who is ready right now, cash to say, I am ready to go out in the path of Allah, who is there to say, write my name down, that I am a true ummati, follower of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, who is there right now to give their names inshallah. To give our names inshallah.
فهذا العقد عقد شريف لأنه مع الله لكنه على نفس كليف. هذا العقد لما تكتب العقد مع الله أنت غير, أنت خليفة نبي, وينبغي لك أن تأخذ الهم والهم والهمة لهذا الدين وتكون ناصحا وينشرح به صدرك وسيسر الله لك الأمر. فمن مستعد 4 أشهر نقدا
was ready to say 4 months in the path of Allah, the person who write his name on, Ya Allah, I am ready to be the deputy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person who stands up to say, Ya Allah, I am ready to be his deputy, alayhi salatu wa salam, then he will have to pluck up the courage also. Then also the challenges will come in his life. Like upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the reward is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will reward him, Allah will lift him, Allah will give him. Who is it to say, I am ready, inshallah, to give time, cash in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you say? Do who else, inshallah? Who will take up the courage and the himmat? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Taqabbal Allah. Khalid. 4 months, inshallah.
MashaAllah. نريد المجمع كاملا لا نريد 2 أو 3. نحن اجتمعنا من أجل الدين فنريد أن ننهض كلنا, وسيسر الله الأمر إذا علم منك صدق النية يسر لك الأمر. لا تنظر إلى إمكانياتك لكن انظر إلى قدرته.
The person will make a niyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for him. Allah will show him his power, his قدرت. We made the intention from the depths of our heart, Allah will show how He will do it. We, from the depths of our heart, we make intention, Allah will show from His qudrat, His power, how He will make it happen. Who is there? He said, we don't want 2 months and 3 months, we want 4 months. Make the intention. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah make it easy, inshaAllah. You who else, inshaAllah?
نريد المجمع كاملا.
We want a whole Jamaat complete. Ulama ikram, after 1 year they can renew their
intention.
Add 4 months to it. Another 4 months to it. Keep it going, inshallah.
أنا مستعد 4 أشهر.
MashaAllah. Sheikh says ready 4 months. Cash, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Don't be afraid, my dear brother. Don't be afraid to be accepted. MashaAllah. Taqabbar Allah. Allah accept, MashaAllah.
Taqabbar Allah.
MashaAllah.
Taqabbar Allah. Taqabbar Allah.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah.
قبل الله.
زيد غلفت انسى برد زاربي ده. جمال. عفى سلمان. جوالس إن شاء الله.
40 يوما.
شيخ رضوان.
ما شاء الله. أربعين يوما.
جي 40 days who's ready إن شاء الله. For one chilla 40 days who's ready, give our names إن شاء الله. Ijtima is coming also, give time before the Ijtima, from the Ijtima. Make our intentions, inshallah, make it from now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way from now. MashaAllah. Hafiz Muhammad Isa, MashaAllah. Allah ta'ala accept, Allah make it easy. Who
ya
else,
Rabbi.
Inshallah?
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi.
40 days, who's ready? Make intentions. These are intentions. We have so many intentions for dunya. I will do this, I will do that. Say to Allah, Allah, I will do this, I will do that for your deen also. Make the intention, Allah will open the way accordingly.
Allah.
This on intention, Allah will open the doors. Haji Fiz al-Amur, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
Ji, who else, inshallah? Time before Ijtima, from the Ijtima, so fikr for the Ijtima, inshallah, to give da'wat. Who is there to give our names, inshallah? Ya Allah, I'm ready. MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah.
Muhammad Faisal Badania, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
Ji, who else, inshallah? Those that will give time before the Ijtima, they'll get the full reward of the Ijtima. All those that will come for the Ijtima, they get the full reward, wholesale reward. One is retail, one is wholesale. مولانا فيز ما شاء الله تقبل الله
تقبل الله
جي هو إن شاء الله.
من مستعد 3 أيام نقد مع الجماعة؟ 3 أيام نقد.
Who's ready 3 days cash inshallah مشورة will be made whether we join the جماعت inshallah. Who's ready 3 days cash inshallah. ما شاء الله تقبل الله. 3 days cash ما شاء الله. سعيد فمنهم شقي وسعيد ما شاء الله. سعيد ما شاء الله.
أسعد الله أسعد الله وسعيد.
تعلم من السعداء إن شاء الله. ما شاء الله تقبل الله ما تقبل. ما شاء الله
ما شاء الله.
من مستعد يجعل هذا الجهد مقصد حياته؟
Who is ready to make this effort of deen the purpose of his life? They say, Inshallah, you are ready to make the effort of deen the purpose of my life. مستعد يشهد دعاء إن شاء الله. نعم. شهد دعاء. Anything else? Any other figures? Ji, inshallah, whatever taqazah have been given before the ishtima, take it to our masjid, the fikr, the concern. We have the fikr before the ishtima, inshallah. People to meet, mulaqats to make. Brothers can take the fikr back to the masajid, inshallah. We all try, inshallah.
Allahumma ya man tara makanana wa tasma'u kalamana wa la yakhfa alayka shay'un min amrina ya man tafqahu qawla ar-radhi' wa ta'lamu sirra al-jami' وتنبت الكلأ المريع. اللهم أغفر ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها علانيتها وسرها ظاهرها وباطنها. اللهم أقل عثراتنا واغفر زلاتنا وامح سيئاتنا وأرفع درجاتنا وصلنا بأرحامنا ووفقنا لصلاتنا وصيامنا. اللهم اجعلنا من الأولياء ومن الأصفياء ومن الأتقياء يا فاطر الأرض والسماء. اللهم اجعلنا من خواص عبادك. اللهم اجعلنا من خواص عبادك. اللهم اجعلنا من خواص عبادك الذين استخلصتهم لنفسك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل اليمين ومن المقربين ومن الصالحين المصلحين. اللهم يا من ترى هذا الجمع المبارك، اللهم أقل عثراتهم واغفر زلاتهم وارفع درجاتهم وحقق أمنياتهم وأصلح لهم في نياتهم وذرياتهم. اللهم اجعلهم مباركين على أنفسهم وعلى ذراريهم وعلى عشائرهم وعلى قبائلهم وعلى الإنس والجن يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي بالحق سبحانك ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يعز من عاديت ولا يذل من وليت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به عين مصائب الدنيا. متعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعلها الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية منانا وقصدنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا والفردوس الأعلى مقرنا ومقامنا. اللهم اجعلنا في جوارك واجعلنا في حرزك وفي كنفك من شرار خلقك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم انصرنا على أنفسنا وعلى دنيانا وعلى شهواتنا وعلى شياطين الإنس والجان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم احفظهم بحفظك واكلأهم برعايتك واسترهم بسترك وافتح لهم السدود والحدود وقلوب العباد واجعلهم من الدعاة الثقات عندك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم استعملنا وإياهم فيما يروي مرادك ومرضاتك على منهج نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارزقنا الإصابة في القول والإخلاص في العمل والموافقة لما جاء به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والثبات عليه والثبات عليه وارزقنا حسن الخاتمة وارزقنا حسن الخاتمة وارزقنا حسن الخاتمة، وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الأكرم وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.